This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Forever Dog.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome, everyone, to
A Woman's Smile. I'm Lorelai.
And I'm Patty.
And we are so happy to have you here again.
Yes, again. Thank you for listening.
And thank you for being you.
We've got a really funny episode today.
Patty.
Lots of laughs. What?
It's Patty.
What?
Patty.
Okay. I'm, oh
wait,
my gosh.
Wait, no one can see this, but Patty's got something funny on.
Okay. I went to the store the other day, and if you donated $1 to this charity, they give you a little red clown nose. So I thought, in the theme of the show today, I would put it on. Do it look stupid?
Yes. It looks so funny. I think the weird thing about it is I'm also getting some kind of like sensation where my vagina is.
Well, let's move forward.
It's today's like a strange episode, sensation. I don't even know what it is.
Let me talk. Today's
feels
episode
good.
Is about... That's it. It's about comedy.
It's about comedy. Things are so funny. Life is so funny.
Life is so funny. And, you know, in today's age, things are hard. There's a lot of going on in the world, and it's easy to become overwhelmed, for sure.
Yeah. And I think something that we forget about is that in order to release the stress that we have, we need to laugh, and we need to let laugh, and we need to live, laugh, love, or whatever it goes.
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love.
You got to give yourself a break. I know the news is hard. There's a lot of horrible things happening in the news. I saw the other day that there was a shortage, and that really scared me. Ugh. There was also... Someone was saying something that just scared me so much that I was like, I can't look at this.
Ugh.
I can't look at my tablet anymore. I had to put my tablet down, and I literally had to stand up and like shake it out.
What?
I was so stressed.
That happened to me the other day. The other day I had my tablet. I had it on my lap because I like how it feels when it's warm.
Yeah.
I wasn't really using it. I just had it on vibrate because there's a thing that you can do with your tablet on vibrate. And it was making me laugh and making me giggle. And then I looked down and my Twitter was open. And there was this news story about people fighting each other on the street, screaming at each other because there was a blue man.
A blue man?
Yeah.
Like Blue Man Group?
I don't know. There's just been a lot of mass killings of blue men.
I mean, this might be a little tangent, but I would fight tooth and nail for some tickets to Blue Man Group. I've been trying to get tickets to Blue Man Group for 3 full
Patty,
years.
Patty, did you not hear what I was saying?
Hmm?
The epidemic.
Have you seen Blue Man Group?
I have not, actually.
Okay, you have to go, honey.
I do.
It's so good. It's so good. I just, I saw it one time.
Is it funny?
I got free tickets. It's funny. It's kind of spooky.
Is it sexy?
It's kind of scary. You're a little weird.
I mean, I'd find a lot of things sexy.
I really
need it.
Hey, save it for another episode.
Yeah, I guess so, but I really need it. I kind of really need it.
Well, before we jump into all the comedy stuff, I just wanted to ask you really quickly, Lorelai, what you been thinking about?
What have I been thinking about? So I've been thinking about all the injustices in the world, of course, especially seeing that new epidemic. A blue man. I mean, I didn't even know. You know, I think it comes, there's a point in our lives where we really do have to ask ourselves, what do we stand for? What do we defend? I mean, right now there's a lot of stuff happening with immigration in the United States of America. And although I really care, I don't have time to help. You know, I really do want to help. So I give my money away when I can. And, you know, especially with things happening with immigration, I mean, that is very close to my heart because a lot of my family are immigrants. And, you know, without them, I wouldn't have been able to come into this country become white.
Lorelai, I'm so sorry.
I'm so
I tried to take a Zyrtec and I just choked on a Zyrtec. I choked on a Zyrtec wallet.
You know, sometimes it feels like you don't even care what I'm thinking about.
What?
Sometimes it feels like you don't even care.
That's rude.
You know, I do have a wonderful, wonderful little poem by Gigi Hubert. But first, what have you been thinking about?
I've been thinking about getting into a dance class.
Ooh, baby.
I really want to like get more active. I haven't been exercising a lot because my husband hurt his knee.
Mm.
So I've kind of had to be around the house more than I'd like to be because he needs a little help and he's been there for me.
I would be down to help, of course.
Yeah. Would you actually be down
to help? I would love to help.
That would be great because I need someone around the house to help while I go to these dance classes. Yeah. I did sign up, but I've just been trying to figure out. He was like, "Hun, if you take these dance classes, you're not going to be around to help me out with my knee." So he hurt his cartilage in his knee.
Oh,
he's been waiting a while for a paycheck to come in the mailbox,
and so he can't move.
Yeah, well, he's been waiting for this paycheck for a while, and they told him it would be there to us by a certain day, and we've been kind of like stretched out financially a little bit. And when he opened the mailbox and the paycheck wasn't there, he got mad. He needed the mailbox, and he hurt his knee really badly.
Oh.
And then I heard him yell. It was so loud. I was like, "What is going on out there?" I was so scared. I ran out. It's like, "What is going on?" He turned. He kneed me really hard.
Oh my god!
And just like blew out his other knee. He kneed me so hard that he blew out his other knee, is not okay.
Mm.
And I talked to him about that.
Yeah, you should, girl. You should, girlfriend.
But he apologized.
That's good.
And I'm taking care of him. But I really, really, really need time to be at this dance class. I mean, really need the peace
honestly,
of mind.
Honestly,
I need to get
listen
out.
To me.
I feel
look flab. At, look at me. If you need help, I will help any way I can. And if you maybe even are tired of having sex with him or something, and you need someone to help out in that respect, I'm also here.
I'm never tired of having sex with him. I give it to him good.
I'm just saying. As
you know
a
what?
Of yours,
don't even go. Don't do that now.
I've already made copies of the keys.
Okay, and we're turning this recording off.
I won't go.
Lorelai,
Patty,
recording real
Patty.
Quick. What?
Patty, I won't go. But I have copies of the keys. So if you want to play this game, I have copies of the keys.
Well, good, bitch. I'm glad you have fucking copies of the keys because I want you to walk in when you see my little fucking tight cis pussy riding his dick like a glove so good. You're going to walk in. You think because he's got a hurt knee that I don't fucking ride his hard cock like crazy?
That's not what I'm saying.
I scream.
That's not what I'm saying.
I'm
saying that you
can't give that to him.
I'm saying that you
during.
Probably do that, but I'm going to join in when the keys come back.
Okay, we'll have to hash out the details of that.
Okay, but is it okay? Actually, if you say yes or no, I will be joining.
Can I fucking think on it, bitch? Okay, our producer's tapping his
Okay,
wrist.
Let's get back to it.
Okay, you can turn the recording back on.
And we are back and we are talking about laughter. Laughter makes the world go round.
It's absolutely amazing. Lorelai, you said you had a poem.
I do. You know, with every A Woman's Smile, we do share the poems of Gigi Hubert, one of my favorite poets in the world.
I've expressed to you before that I'm not the biggest fan of Gigi Hubert. And
this
he is a man that's writing poems about
A
women.
This poem is called A Woman's Laugh.
Okay.
A woman's laugh is so special, the beauty of her grace. She laughs herself away from me, giving me one more glance. She runs and hides, and I follow her through dark alleyways and corners, knowing I'll find her waiting for the sound of her laughter. Oh, Gigi Hubert.
Could I make a suggestion? I love when you read poems. Could we read a poem that is written by a woman?
Gigi Hubert is a woman. Gigi Hubert can be whatever you want him to be. And I think that's what's amazing about his poetry. And amazing about words in general. Words can be masculine, feminine, can be both, can be everything in between. They're just words, Patty. Don't silence Gigi.
I think you're wrong.
You know what? I'm sorry. I really appreciate you being open and honest with me. And that's what women do with each other. And I think that is the most amazing part of being a woman, you know, and I really appreciate what you're saying. And I will take it into consideration. But I do have about 15,000 more poems that I really did want to read. And as a woman to a woman, I also want to express my emotions to you and tell you that I have planned already all these things and I need to do them.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here with huge news. We have a terrific episode of Office Hours Live prepared for you. We had the great stand-up comedian Kyle Kinane come in and a very special in-studio music session from legendary Mdou Mokhtar. You're not going to want to miss this one. You can find it on your podcast app of choice by going to Sears or Macy's and getting an iPod and then coming home, charging it up, and listening through your app.
So laughter.
I have been to a couple of comedy shows mm-hmm. around La Jolla. Mm-hmm. When I was in New York, I saw some comedy shows. And comedy is really, it's the medicine that we need, mm-hmm. I think. You know, yeah. I haven't seen a lot of comedy shows, but my friend took me in, my friend Rachel. There was a woman on the lineup. So I was like, thank God, a woman. She comes up. She's like, yeah, I'm a woman. And just because I'm white doesn't mean I'm not here to get lit, hunty. And she said, yas, queen. And everyone was laughing so hard that I was like, I gotta like find a way to bring some comedians on. I mean, do you have any experience going to comedy shows?
I've never been to a comedy show because I'm afraid I'm going to get picked on because I don't look so good. You know, I'm over. It's embarrassing to say the number, but because this podcast has been going so well and there's a lot of listeners and a lot of supporters, I get a lot of nice fan mail about, you know, my weight and my appearance and stuff and saying that I'm great. Thanks to the body positivity movement. But I am about 10 tons of flesh and I can barely move. And I, as you know, I don't have any real hair on the top of my head. It only grows out the sides and I have a lot of scabs up top. One of my eyes was just kind of bludgeoned out during a horrible accident where I stepped on a man's toes and he dragged me by the hair. He's the only person that could drag me anywhere. And he just kind of took a hammer and went at it with my eye. But of course, I think I deserved it because I, you know, I've often deserved the things that have been given to me by the Lord Jesus Christ, who I praise. And I accept what he has done for me. And I accept everything that I've had to go through to get to this point in my life to do this wonderful podcast with you. But yeah, so I am afraid to go to a comedy show.
Let's keep moving forward. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I had a lot of cold brew today.
Oh, did you pick me up some?
No, bitch.
Why not?
Because.
But you know I can't move.
You're so big. You shouldn't have anything with sugar in it.
What can I
eat? You asked me to be this honest with you.
I know,
you
I
told
know.
Me that I need to say
I know,
honest.
I really want to lose weight.
And I want that for you too.
I can't have anything. I just keep growing and growing and I can't have anything.
You know what helped me a lot to get where I am today?
What? Love?
Self-control.
I have, I literally do not eat anything all day. And I keep growing for some reason. You know that. You know these things about me.
We're going to
take
a quick
You know everything about me.
Commercial break.
You know me.
In theaters this summer, being young is too much fun.
This party is whack. Let's go somewhere else.
Help, I'm too drunk to move.
Ha ha, you stupid little slut.
The movie that has critics raving. This movie about youth is lit and the girls' tits are big and young. Don't miss Stupid Paralyzed Bitch, the only coming-of-age movie written by a 40-year-old man about a sexy 13-year-old girl who just got her period. In theaters, July 18th.
All right. So let's get into it. We're still talking about
I'm sorry, I thought
comedy
I turned my phone
today.
I
love to laugh.
I love to laugh also.
I love to laugh. I love to sing. I love to do so many things. And I think we're going to have a special guest on, and it's one of your friends.
Yes. Well, I wouldn't, I wish she was my friend. Hopefully someday she will be again. Uh-huh. When I saw an amazing show when I was in New York, I was traveling to see the Big Apple. I've never been there. So I was doing some touristy stuff, but I got to see a comedy show and she absolutely just tore down the house.
So it's a woman.
Yes, it's definitely a woman. I want to give a big warm welcome. We're so lucky that she came here, that she flew all the way to La Jolla.
Oh my God.
Let's keep it going for Regina Smith.
Oh my God. Wow. Jesus Christ.
You look great, Regina.
Well, you look great, Patty. Oh my God. Thanks for having me.
How was your flight in?
It was, let's just say, it was really great.
Now,
what's your name? Why do you look like that? Why does she look like that?
That's Lorelai. That's my co-host.
I am the co-host. Hi, nice to meet you. I look like this because this is what God has chosen for me.
Regina, so let's jump into it. What
I'm sorry, but she looks really bad.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, comedy.
Oh my God.
I still believe in the type of comedy where you should put people down.
Oh my gosh, it's so mean, but I just like can't help but laugh. Sometimes when it's funny, it's funny.
It's funny because it's true. I mean, ugly is real, and it's right here, right now.
Regina.
Okay.
Okay, that's enough.
This is a little. This sucks. This is why I don't go to comedy shows.
Lorelai, she's a comedian. You have to give her a little more space.
No, this is unfair.
Regina, I wanted to ask you, how did you get your start into... Okay, Lorelai's stepping away for a second.
She can't even step away because her legs just go so far because she can't damn move her whole damn body, if you ask me.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Wow, Regina, you are so funny. And you've just been... How long would...
Stop hurting me!
Lorelai?
Stop hurting me!
Lorelai, if you're gonna leave, you should just go out and have a breath. Just like go out, take a minute for yourself.
Half of her damn body's still inside because she's so goddamn bad.
Oh my God!
Goddamn it!
Oh my God!
When he worked with that thing from Spawn, that John Leguizamo was.
Yes, John Leguizamo, the big fat clown in Spawn.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yes!
All right, let's get into it. I am so happy. You are so pretty, Patty.
Oh, well, that's very nice. That's very nice.
You're
that's
just a pretty Patty, aren't
you? You know, people say that to me sometimes. They like the alliteration of it. I'm like, okay, I've heard that enough.
Pretty Patty, pickled peppers.
Oh my gosh. You're on it today.
I know. I'm always on it. I'm a really good stand-up comedian.
Do you perform a lot? Where do you perform in New York?
I perform at the Comedy Cellar, Gotham Comedy Club, New York Comedy Club, Broadway Comedy Club. I perform at, did I say Gotham Comedy Club? Knitting Factories, where my homies are at, because I am originally from Chicago and from that scene. I used to perform at the Annoyance Theater, where that's no longer a thing right now. I used to perform at UCB East and UCB Hell's Kitchen. And I do a lot of goddamn bar shows around because that's what everyone's doing because everybody's goddamn misplaced right now. And so those are the things I'm doing right now. And I have a home, the stand. Oh my God, I love roast battling.
Oh yeah. I mean, I've seen that on TV and it gets so vicious. I think if I went on that stage, I would be... So I would get upset. I don't think I couldn't take it personally.
Yeah, I think they would take you down a notch.
Oh, that's what I mean. That's why
you
I'm
wouldn't
not
be such a pretty
it.
Patty anymore. Let me tell you that.
So I have to ask, as a woman in comedy,
right?
What that has to be hard because it kind of seems like a boys' club.
I don't care about that stuff.
Yeah, in what way?
I don't don't care. I think you're good if you're good, or you're bad if you're bad. I would say I'm more of a mom in comedy. There's hardly any of those there. No one's talking about equality for moms.
What would you say to people who say that it does seem like comedy can be a boys' club sometimes, or that there are less women getting stage time than
I would say shut the hell up. Shut the fucking up. Oh, shut the freaking up.
Wow.
Stop being such a goddamn little puss.
Little puss?
It's just jokes. Everyone's just joking around.
Wow.
Look, I've made jokes about literally everyone. I make jokes about people of all colors, all races, all genders, or whatever the hell that is. You know, what the hell is that? What the hell is gender? My God. Okay. What the hell is gender? What the hell? Goddamn boys club. What about a who's it's what club? Jesus Christ. Even know what the hell I am.
Oh my gosh, Regina. Now, Lorelai's coming back.
Hey, I'm back.
And welcome back, Lorelai. I missed you. Thanks. I wish you, I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah,
Regina is...
I'm feeling good. Regina, how are you? Goddamn good, but you look like a piece of shit still, no matter how much of a break you got.
I'm sorry, Lorelai, for laughing. Out of my chair.
No, you know what?
I literally fell out of my chair. My ass was out.
You know,
my ass fell out.
I've accepted it. I look bad, and that's okay. I think that making fun of me, there's a reward somewhere.
Goddamn right there is. It's a reward for your capture. You look like a friggin' animal. Oh yeah. Get animal.
Yes!
Jesus Christ. Oh! My God, this one.
Well, you know what? I think that's very funny. I think it's time for a commercial. Emily is back in Emily 2 Drag Race, directed by Wes Anderson and starring Bill Murray as the first ever drag Amelie. Wes Anderson brings us his honest portrayal of drag culture with an all-cis straight cast. But don't be quick to judge. Wes Anderson collaborated with a real-life straight RuPaul impersonator for the script. Stay tuned.
The award-winning musical that is sweeping the nation is back.
My favorite place on earth is at the store. Yes, oh baby, I love shopping. Whoa, yeah, no.
For 1 year only, Shopping at the Store is back at the Tommy Lahren Theater. The amazing story that follows the journey of the most disenfranchised people in our country, those who like to shop at the store. I want to go to the store, but I don't know what to buy.
That's okay, you crazy girl. You can buy anything.
Like what?
Well, you could buy a shoe or a shirt or even cake mix.
Could I buy a coffee, Russ?
Yes, you can!
Pre-sale tickets available now for $3,000, written and directed and starring Tommy Lahren's Passion for Justice.
Hey, relationships are hard, but that doesn't mean you need to get hard. Soften up and make your muscles so tender that you become a gelatinous version of yourself. Make Me Jello is a new state-of-the-art contraption of some sort for who knows what. And if you buy it today, you can get a discount for the future. So keep it in mind and remember, don't get hard, get soft.
Okay, and we're back with Regina Smith, stand-up comedian from New York. I just want to get to know you a little better and let our listeners get to know you better. What gets you going?
What gets me going? I mean, let's get started over here. I mean, my goddamn kids. I mean, once they went away to college, you know, I didn't hear from them anymore. And they were just kind of pretty much nowhere, if you ask me. I mean, to leave your goddamn mother alone like that. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. You know? And ever since then, well, I've just been writing every day. And, you know, I stand out in line.
Okay.
I was at the NBC Diversity lineup.
Uh-huh.
I was just standing outside. And they were like, what makes you diverse? And I said, well, something about me is that I am a woman. And as a woman, I feel the need to express my damn fucking self. And I get so fucking angry all the goddamn time.
Because of these people questioning
why I'm diverse. Jesus fucking Christ in hell. I mean, none of my kids answer my goddamn calls anymore.
I don't like her.
Jesus. My God. I pray day to day. And I
don't like
Regina. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Regina.
Sometimes you're praying to God.
Oh my gosh.
Don't mind me going into my 5 minute set here.
Patty, can
I just
talk to you?
The Knitting Factory
on the side.
I'll bring it up right now. But I mean, sometimes you're calling out to goddamn Jesus Christ
or something.
Will not answer.
I mean, I'll ask her to leave. Regina, I think you should go. I think we actually have more that we need to get done today. So if you can, okay.
She's not moving.
You need to get up.
Hi, Mom. I've been missing
you. Need to Regina, Lorelai. I think we have to move. Okay. Regina, if you do not move, I'm going to have to pick you up myself.
She's literally in her own world. I think we have to physically move her.
Hell is freelance. Okay, I mean, just get a goddamn get nice life. Fucking life with benefits. I mean, just this freelance here, freelance here. Oh my god.
Okay, I'm gonna grab the door.
Okay.
Jobs.
Wait, is Rachel around?
I get it,
Rachel.
I really don't
can you help?
Fucking get it. I can
Rachel,
work
Rachel.
Job since I was 19 years old, and let me tell you, it ain't been easy.
Okay,
but a lot of things aren't goddamn easy.
Oh, fuck.
You know,
oh, Lorelai, are you okay?
Damn it.
Oh,
yeah, easy. That's just
don't
my bones.
My okay.
Oh god, that sounds so bad. Oh, you're so big.
Okay, I mean, we there's this car.
Get her in the back seat.
Okay,
TV.
I'm gonna shut.
Open it.
Okay.
Well, okay.
I'll drive.
I'm a mom.
Okay.
I'm a mom. Where do you drive? You know, and something about that is just we gotta find a way to goddamn express ourselves because we're always got you know just the
Regina.
Other day, I visited my kids in New York City.
Just
you know,
put
I only know
bitch.
There,
just
try out
oh,
drama stuff.
Happen.
So when I'm there,
oh,
I just
fucking
try to
female
like
comedians.
They were like, "Mom, let's take you
I'm
out."
I'm sorry, Lorelai, but
and you let her walk over me.
I
told you.
Oh,
I didn't know that was going to happen.
You knew that was going to happen.
I didn't fucking know that was going to happen.
Everyone makes fun of me.
You always look at the worst.
Everyone makes fun of me for the way that I look, and you know that every time a comedian comes by me, they're going
to
roast me.
You do nothing to help yourself. You do nothing to help yourself.
What?
To make yourself. I can't talk like this and drive at the same time.
I don't even eat anymore.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
like that,
that you
really,
really look like you don't
like
eat
that,
anymore.
That really
I know I don't look like it, but I don't
opposite
eat anymore.
Day. What is it? Opposite day?
You're
oh
mean.
My God, they're just
I'm not a mean person.
Jacket.
You bring this out of me. You're the only person
oh
that I talk to like this.
You're mean to me.
You're the only person that I talk to like this.
I just want you to be nice to me.
Get this out
you're the
out of
ugliest
here.
Person I've ever fucking met.
Get this spot out. Oh my God.
Jesus.
You know... Here's another
hold on.
One. This one I did
hold on a second.
HBO,
Lorelai, get out of the car. I'm gonna.
I can't. I'm masturbating.
You are. This is not the time to do this. You wait.
Sure
get out of the car.
Take it out.
I'm gonna come pull you out of the car.
Hell
I'm coming
around. You know, you get a friggin' spot and you take the goddamn spot out with what you know. We'll take it out, and all of a sudden.
Well, like, get up.
Stop.
Like, get up.
Stop.
Oh, my hand went in. Oh, fuck.
We had to go to goddamn dry cleaner, goddamn cardboard. I'm sorry about my language.
Okay. I accidentally nutted.
Okay, let's take her.
Oh, no.
Let's just forget about this and let's just take
oh,
her.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Lorelai.
It's okay. I love you.
Let's, okay. Regina, if you don't get out of the car, you know what's
going on.
I think we have to push her.
And
Regina, if you don't get out of the car, we're going to push the car in.
Maybe
this
once
is making me
month,
crazy. This is making me crazy.
Why are you smiling right now?
Because
Lorelai?
I love this.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I love you. I love this. I love what we're
you
doing.
You love me? What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know what
about?
I'm saying anymore.
Just shut the fuck up and I'll be pushed
you
the car.
You shut the fuck up. Grab her
don't
fucking
talk
legs.
To me like that. I'm a feminist.
Okay, grab
I'm a feminist.
Grab her and let's just dunk her in the ocean.
No, yeah, we should push the whole car. Our DNA's all over
okay,
it.
Okay, okay, let's push the whole car.
From by your husband, own goddamn room.
Let me put
damn it.
Moving.
Yeah, it's me. Of course, no one's asking me. You can all ask me. You know? Please, young people. A lot of young
oh, it's not sinking.
TJ
The car's not sinking.
I perform.
Lay on top of it.
It's so, oh Amy my God, it's
Schumer.
So water.
Just push, push me on and I'll lay on top of it.
Push
me.
Oh my God, Lord. Your bones sticking out of your flesh.
It's fine. I like it.
Oh, I accidentally nutted.
I love you.
The car's sinking. What? Don't tell me you love me right now, Lorelai. We have to get back to the studio.
Okay, let's get back. I love you.
The car's sinking. What? Don't tell me you love me right now, Lorelai. We have to get back to the studio.
Okay, let's get back.
Let's get back in the car. Okay, did you get an okay? Watch your leg.
Ah, fuck.
Oh, God.
Damn it. All right. All right, I'm in.
Okay, great. Oh, my God.
Let's go.
Wow.
Well, this has been such an amazing A Woman's Smile episode. We had a comedian here.
We had a comedian who
was really amazing.
Regina Smith. You can look her up. Regina, www.reginasmith.com.
And all over social media. And she is just the bomb.
We love comedy here. We love the idea of women in comedy.
Yeah.
But not too many.
Not too many.
Not too many.
You only a limited time offer. Women in comedy. You know,
for women in comedy. When there's not a lot of time left, time's up.
Yeah. Well,
I'm kidding.
It's true, time's up. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a good one. And please join us again on A Woman's Smile.
Absolutely. I'm Patty.
And I am Lorelai. And this was
A Woman's Smile.
Now, you know, I share this stuff also in my stand-up comedy because stand-up comedy can't be funny all the time. Sometimes you just gotta mellow out and you just gotta tell people what you goddamn feel. And if you're uncomfortable with that silence, then you are not a real comedian.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.